Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, on a Friday morning with Tomorrow's News Tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks. Yep, I'm still over here in Tampa. And to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And the reason I said that is because I won't be over at CPAC until Saturday now, as things have worked out. But anyway, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, and I'm on Parler as The Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the different things we have over there. Now, joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we get to the caller, let's say the pledge. Ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, we're going to go to the telephone lines, and I think I know who this is. Is this Nelson up there in Jasper?
Yes, it is.
What's up?
Good morning. Well, Captain, this is a New York story. I'm sure you covered it already. As I told you last time, I can't get the first hour that you have. Mm-hmm. But it has to do with Governor Cuomo and his women are charging him with kissing them unwillingly.
Yep.
Okay, so you probably covered it.
Yeah, but go ahead. Well,
Okay. I just wanted to bring Kyle in on this. He's good with the computer. There was a senator, I believe his name was Packard from Oregon, back in the 1970s or 1980s, that I believe as a United States senator, he resigned because of the pressure that was brought to bear on him because he allegedly was kissing, I believe they were people who were wanting legislation, not necessarily government employees and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether you recall that or not, but that's a similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought perhaps that ought to come to bear and be talked about in regards to Governor Cuomo.
All right. Thanks, Nelson. And by the way, Nelson, what we were talking about regarding this was the double standard between Judge Kavanaugh, now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and Cuomo, where they all went after, including Cuomo. Well, you've got to believe the women. All these women have to be right. You've got to believe the women. He said that. And now, not a word.
Well, of course, because, by the way, Governor Cuomo was so useful to the media, to the far left and so forth, because he was going against President Trump and he was out there winning an Emmy and he was out there talking on and on and on about COVID-19 and what he was doing about it and all the stuff. And they just loved that because it was making Trump look bad from their perspective. But now, evidently, you know, the house of cards may start coming down. And, yes, thanks, Nelson. We will check out and see if there's any kind of correlation there between, I think, yeah, Senator Packwood back in the back in the 70s.
I remember vaguely about that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but we'll do that. Now, I got a direct message here from one of our contributors. I'll tell you who it is after I read the message. During the first hour, folks, we talked about the airstrikes again in Syria against Iranian targets. And here's what our show contributor said. This isn't about taking out terrorists or retaliation against Iranian-backed insurgents in Syria. This is about justifying why the redeployment and reinsertion of U.S. troops into the Middle East is necessary, and restarting and escalating the endless wars once again in Iraq and Afghanistan. Less than 30 days into his term, and we're right back at it again. And this is from Colonel Jim.
Well, that's right, and I think Tucker echoed that earlier on his program as well. This is perhaps, again, a real about face in terms of what President Trump was trying to accomplish overall. Now it seems that Biden may be in a position to do, again, just a continuation of what we've seen in the past.
Well, that's exactly what we're seeing.
Yep.
Now, Biden's CIA nominee said something that goes against the grain. By the way, this is not one of the talking points, if you will, from the Democratic Party, nor is it part of the Democratic platform. Here's what he said, which got everybody's attention. U.S. colleges should cut ties immediately with the China-backed Confucius Institutes.
Yes. Now, this is important. This is William Burns. He's a former State Department diplomat, and he worked in Russia, or dealt with Russia, basically. And he's the nominee for CIA. But he's talking about the Confucius Institutes. Now, normally they give funding and this kind of thing, they get funding, rather, I should say, from the PRC, the People's Republic of China. And what his concern is that he was talking about to the senators there was that he believes the Confucius Institutes are there really to promote the Xi Jinping narrative of China. And that's, you know, not perhaps the best thing in the world to do right now.
Yep. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come back. And, you know, Joe Biden is celebrating a milestone. 50 million COVID-19 shots in 5 weeks. Or were there 50 million COVID shots? We'll tell you. It might not be what you think. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And folks, in the times that we're now living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and that $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Yeehaw. You got it. You got it. You done got it there, son. All right. Well, the House passed the highly controversial Equality Act, expanding LGBTQ rights amid Republican concerns, including the effect it's going to have on girls' sports, because they effectively wiped out the girls from being able to compete fairly in girls' sports anymore.
Yeah, this is, I think, going to have some pretty big ramifications across the highways and byways, Captain. I think people, they fundamentally want fairness, and if you have a situation where it becomes an overwhelming bias in terms of who's going to have the greater ability here, or in the sense of non-biological females competing against biological females and all that entails, there's going to be some real waves about this.
Well, there were three House Republicans who voted for the Equality Act. Other than that, it was all the Democrats versus all the Republican shy three. That's the way that turned out.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now, something else that's happening here, folks. Out there in Kyle Warren State, California, by the way, when are you moving?
Well, good question. Good question. Could be sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, there's a rumor circulating. There's a deputy DA out there in Los Angeles County that's saying that the current district attorney is trying to dismantle the office as it stands now. Is that true?
Well, yeah, he's bringing over, her name escapes me momentarily, but he's bringing over someone who was, I think, a public defender, and bringing them over to become one of the new prosecutors. But this particular person has a real history of pretty radical ideas. If I recall correctly, boasted the idea that they had been a looter during the 1992 Rodney King riots, back when they were 15 years old. So they have pretty radical views of law enforcement, views on incarceration, this kind of thing. And yeah, this guy Gascon is absolutely doing everything possible, it would seem, in order to destroy the effectiveness of the DA's office.
Now, there is a recall effort currently underway against your governor out there, Newsom, right?
That's right.
And the leader of the recall effort for Newsom says that it will make it on the ballot this fall in November, correct?
That's right.
But we just heard there's a recall effort against the Los Angeles County DA, too.
That's right. Yeah, that's Mr. Gascon. So he's rattling, I think a lot of cages here, and there's been a lot of criticism of him, and especially by others who have been prosecutors.
Kyle, he's turning the bad people loose out onto the street, and they're going out there and committing crimes again.
Yeah, in L.A., it is absolutely a nightmare. There's no other way to describe it.
Yeah, and we're not just committing, snatch and grab or something like that. They're out there doing rapes, murders. And if it's possible to be worse.
Right. Well, when you have these radical ideologies, like, for example, the idea, and this is the ilk of this kind of thinking, and that is, we don't need prisons. The police are an occupying force. It's that kind of stuff. And how do you even begin to come to any kind of reasonable common ground if you're dealing with that kind of thought process? It just doesn't work.
Well, I agree. Now, let's get back to this California school board member, because this apparently is somewhere down Southern California near San Diego. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, it's in the middle northeast of San Diego near, I think, El Cajon, that area.
She called the reopening of schools, are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
A white supremacist ideology, and compared it to slavery opening up the schools.
Yeah. What a dope. Well, yeah, because, again, this is... It's so overwhelming, and that kind of phraseology just absolutely leaves any discussion of legitimately reopening the schools. How do you do it? What's the practical thing? How are you safe? It just leaves all that in the dust, and now you can't have a real conversation anymore. But to say things like it's also somehow it's white supremacy, it is forcing people to do something they don't want to do. I expect she's referring to the teachers, like forcing the teachers to go back to work and this kind of thing. But again, it's just like the last thing we're talking about. How do you even get to common ground with someone who throw that kind of stuff out there so cavalierly?
Yeah, Johanna just chimed in here, and I just sent her an answer back. She says, Biden is so senile, he's not capable of ordering dinner at a restaurant, so I wonder who actually ordered that airstrike. Well, I'll tell you who ordered the airstrike. It was retired General Lloyd Austin, the current DOD secretary, who did so with the blessing of either number one, Valerie Jarrett, or number two, Kamala Harris.
Very much so. And speaking of Joe Biden, Captain, I was watching him earlier yesterday where he was, it was like a governor conference, and he was sitting there in front of like a TV wall of monitors or whatever, and Governor Cuomo was speaking, and Joe Biden just kind of sits there and sort of stares straight ahead. I've noticed he doesn't seem to be animated hardly at all, and it's very concerning. I'm sad to say it. It's very concerning.
Here we go again. Medication, heavily medicated people, that will happen. And again, he wasn't looking into the camera, was he?
No, he appeared to be looking at, like, as I said, the
So you didn't get a chance to see his eyes, if they were glassy-eyed and a little, wobbly-eyed up, so that you might think that there's something going on, right?
Yeah,
that might have been done on purpose, because I'm telling you, there is something wrong with Joe Biden. I can't put my finger on it. I see a couple of different reasons. If I was sitting in an ambulance, I would call in vitals and describe what I saw. It's either the guy's had a stroke, he's had some TBI, which is a traumatic brain injury of some sort. Maybe he's had a blow to the head at something, or he's got advanced dementia. But something is going on that means that he shouldn't even be the president. And by the way, why are the Democrats trying to get the nuclear code away from one person, a.k.a. the president, and have it, I don't know who they want to have share it, but they want to get all of that taken away from the president.
Yeah, that's really quite interesting. Of course, it's vested in the president for a reason, because you have to be able to make pretty quick decisions given the various scenarios over the last 40-50 years, but this is quite an interesting move, especially because their party controls the White House. It's not like we're this good of away from Trump or something like that.
Now, did you ever have a Mr. Potato Head?
I don't think I ever had a Mr. Potato Head, but I remember Mr. Potato Head very well, yes.
Well, when you were 2 or 3 or 4 years old, Mr. Potato Head was pretty neat because you could do a lot of stuff with it. And I remember my little boy when he was growing up, that's what he wanted. He wanted one, and then he wanted a Mrs. Potato Head, and then he wanted a baby potato head, and then he had this whole thing going on there. But, because kids just like playing with that sort of stuff. Plus, you could take the potato head and make it any way you wanted, into anything you wanted.
Well, that's right. That was the beauty part of Mr. Potato Head.
But there's one little problem.
What's that?
Mr. Potato Head has gone politically correct, so there's no more Mr. or Mrs. or he or she. It's just a plain old potato.
It's just Potato Head. Yeah, I saw something about that earlier, and I immediately thought, well, there goes Mr. Coffee. That's it.
So, so what are you going to do now with Mr. Potato Head? Are you not going to have male and female clothing to put on them, or, the little things that they had that you could put on there and make them look like whatever you want them to look like? What are you going to do now?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Are you going to peel the potatoes? Is that what you're going to do with a knife?
I don't know. They're creating it to make it more inclusive so that you don't have a particular potato head.
All right, hold on. Okay, folks, and when we come back, we're going to have another Circle Back report. This one's going to be about AOC. Would you hear this one? Don't go anywhere, because we're going to circle back when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has authorized a military strike, which was carried out in Syria. Pentagon officials say it targeted Iranian-backed fighters. F-15 fighter jets were used in the strike against what officials say are facilities that were used by Iranian-backed militant groups in Syria. It was a response to a previous attack and was designed to deter the kind of rocket attacks that we've seen in the U.S. Green Zone, targeting the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, as well as the attack that left one U.S. contractor dead and five people injured. The Senate parliamentarian has ruled against the Democratic effort to include a minimum wage hike in President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. That finding comes as Democrats prepare for House approval on Friday of the measure, which still includes a $15 minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. By the way, coming up March the 6th, Saturday, put this on your calendars if you can make it, Tampa Bay area. Those of you around the state, maybe you might want to drive to this. It's a veterans function. It's going to be the unveiling of the Harley-Davidson motorcycle tribute to the veterans and first responders that ride the Harleys and have been since World War I when they made that first model motorcycle for the military to be out on. And we're talking about the WW1 WLA that the soldiers rode around on, and they rode on that until almost World War II. And then, of course, they got things updated in 1944. 1969, the MT-500 for Desert Storm was put out there. Then, of course, 2012, another WLA-type motorcycle. And it's going to be great because the dedication to the whole project by the owner of Burt's Harley-Davidson. Burt, he's put $100,000 of his own money into this project to have it out there for all to see, for the veterans and the first responders to come and take a part of it. It's right out there where the Harley-Davidson water tower is, if you go by their location on 49th Street. But it'll be next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I will be there from 10 to 2. They're going to have music. They're going to have food. They're going to have a lot of dignitaries there and a lot of camaraderie. And the public is welcome. It's a child-friendly event, children-friendly event, so bring the kids on up. I'll have a tent there. I'm expecting we'll probably be out there in the sunlight. So I'll be out there with a tent, and you can stop by, say howdy, howdy, and have a chat with us if that's what you'd like to do. But now it's time for our now famous Circle Back segment of the show. And here we go. Goodness sake, they're tearing up the joint over here. Kyle, what did you do?
We're circling back, man.
We circled back, all right. Well, we're circling back because of AOC, the gift that keeps on giving. Remember when AOC came out and said, well, we have to defund the police because they're getting way too much money to go out there and shoot people and arrest people and do all these bad things out there, and we have to take the money away from them, and we got to send out a bunch of psychologists and social workers because they understand the plight of the people. They know how to talk to them. Okay, guess what's going on now with AOC?
What's that?
The NYPD introduced a new robot dog. Woof, woof. And this dog doesn't go woof, woof. This dog goes kabam, kabam.
Okay.
And gives you a big old shock and all that sort of stuff. But this is the military version that the military's been using of this robo thing that we've seen out there with the four legs moving around. This is a robo dog, and they're now testing it in New York City, and AI came totally unglued with that. Oh, my God, they're getting all this money. Look what they're getting now. This is military. Oh, this is terrible. Oh, we can't have this. Well, AI, shut up. Shut up.
Well, exactly. I mean, number one, if you can use some technology that helps save lives, by the way, lives of police officers.
And the dog.
And the dog, especially the dog.
Yeah.
And also other first responders, people have to put on the scene where you could have a violent criminal. And if you can use this technology to either subdue them, find them, or in some other way help to apprehend them, well, that sounds like a good thing. But, of course, you're right. Yeah, maybe she's mad about the fact that there's going to be more money coming their way.
Now, let's listen to a statement made yesterday, of course, by the president's representative, because he announced the 50 million COVID-19 shots in 5 weeks, celebrated that monumental anniversary. But did they really get 50 million COVID-19 shots?
The president says the United States is well on its way to meeting his goal of 100 million COVID vaccine shots in his first 100 days.
I'm here to report we're halfway there. 50 million shots in just 37 days since I've become president.
He made his comments at a White House ceremony during which four people, including two firefighters, received shots. The president said the more people get vaccinated, the faster we're going to beat this pandemic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, there is some truth in that, but I can tell you based on what I've seen and what many people in my neighborhood have encountered down here in Florida, they can't get the vaccine to them fast enough so far. They got more people than they got vaccine things going on here, so I have a little problem with that number.
Yeah, I don't know that it's really been confirmed, but if it gets thrown out there, it'll get picked up, that's for sure. But, yeah, hopefully it's 50 million shots. Even early on, I think even before the administration took over, or right thereabouts, Biden was asked about doing the 100 million shots in 100 days, and he kind of bristled at that and said, hey, I don't know if I'm going to do this or not, or it's not going to be done, but we thought you were going to shut down the virus. Well, I didn't say I'd do it
well,
in a couple months.
Yeah. No, and nobody thought this could be done anyway, but and kudos to him for it. In the meantime, Rand Paul got slammed yesterday by some of his colleagues for daring to question an HHS nominee about gender reassignment surgery for minors, okay? There is nobody out there that can convince me that a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, or a 7-year-old can make any decision at all about what gender they want to be unless they've been totally brainwashed and don't get it.
Well, you're right, and Senator Paul's question was incredibly simple. It was
I saw it.
Yeah, easy question to answer, but yet the nominee, Dr. Rachel Levine, She gave almost the exact same answer each time, almost as if she was reading it. She wasn't reading it, but it just reciting it. And so at this point, you know, I don't, maybe she's a robot. I don't know. Something's wrong, but she was not going to entertain the notion that Senator Paul had a good question about this. A question that dealt with, as you said, minor children. And so this is, it's not going to play well, I think.
Yeah, the answer was, I'd be more than happy to come to your office and discuss this in private.
Well, yeah. Well, she used phrases like, you know, this is a nuanced thing, and really, you know, and so she's trying to use these kinds of phraseologies, I guess, to sound smart or something, but she evaded the question 100%.
Yeah. Now, a real-world study, over 500,000 people have taken the Pfizer vaccine, which is now 94% effective.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, this is a real world actual study of 500,000 people being reported, and it's not Pfizer doing your reporting either.
Well, exactly. Yep. And now we've got that other one, the Johnson & Johnson one, received the emergency approval.
Yes, it did. Yeah. Now let me run this by you. China is being reported. They're not really liking some of what the Biden administration is doing. By the way, did you hear what they did to the American diplomats coming into China?
No, what was that?
They made them bend over and do anal coronavirus tests.
Wow.
Male and female alike.
Wow. Well, maybe that's a message to the Biden administration.
Well, I'll tell you what. I would have told them, kiss my you-know-what, hop right back on the plane and flown right back out.
Yeah, that did seem a little extreme when we have, like, other tests.
Of course.
That can be done. Yeah,
that's but that's what they did. Now, in the meantime, China is going to take full advantage of Joe Biden because they own him.
Well, sure. Yeah, there's,
and we all know it.
Well, and you know what, Captain? There's good reason to look into the Biden-China ties, the Hunter Biden stuff. We haven't heard about that for a long time now. But there's good reason to do all that. And there was good reason to do it before the election. But here we are. So we're going to see a lot of this stuff play out. I know that China's been getting rattled because I think one of our ships went through the strait near Taiwan in the last 36 hours or something. And they're going to continue to push Biden and how Biden responds. Now, this Iran thing with the airstrikes, you know, that's dominating the news cycle right now. But imagine what is he going to push back against China in any way. Be interesting to see.
Yeah, and finally, Australia did pass that media law requiring Google and Facebook to pay for the news that they use.
Yeah, this is pretty big, and in fact, if they can't come to a private agreement, then Australia has a government-appointed arbitrator, who's going to decide a final price if they can't come to an agreement as they move along.
You betcha. And hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with our second Highway and Byway Report. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and myself going to take a look at the roads out there and see what's going on out yonder way. Don't go nowhere. We shall return with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We appreciate her. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia at the Double D Ranch with her husband, Don. And they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia, where you can always get a hoo-ah out of the members over there in Fort Benning. All right, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop near you. Pull on into there. Tell them the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member. Get points for the fuel you buy. Get points for the food you buy. Get points for the supplies you buy. Use it to get a discount on whatever you buy when you do buy it. And you can also use it to get stuff out of the Drivers Club catalog. And don't forget, they have an RV club, too. All righty, we're going to get started, and here we go.
Got it so good.
darling. I can remember when you could I was love. Oh, but ain't that America? You and me. Ain't that America? Something to see, baby. Ain't that America? Home on the free, yeah. Little pink houses.
Kyle, who is that?
Well, that would be John Mellencamp. John
ain't that, yep, ain't that America. And, of course, that was back when he was, it was a protest song, but still it was something that you could relate to because most people just like the beat and they like, ain't that America? And they liked all that stuff, so away they went. Now, in the meantime, let's get on over here and I'll give you a little chat about the weather. Here we go. High winds and heavy mountain snow will persist across the northwest and into the high plains. Now, a strong and gusty offshore winds in Southern California will continue at times through Sunday. Showers and thunderstorms developing along a stationary front may produce heavy rain and locally flash floods across the Mid-South. A few storms could be severe. In the mountains in the northwest, I'm going to tell you right now, folks, you can have up to 3 feet of snow up in Snoqualmie, up on Cabbage, up on 4th of July, and over there in Yellowstone Park. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. Up in Snoqualmie, that's I-90 coming out of Seattle, east out of Seattle. You want to be very careful. A lot of dangerous travel in that area. Cabbage Hill, reading earlier, 32 degrees, gusty winds. You're going to want to make sure you got chains with you because you're probably going to need them. 4th of July, also gusty winds up to 30 miles an hour, icy roads last reported, and new snow accumulation, of course, in the forecast there. So we've got winter storm warnings all over the state of Washington, also in the state of Oregon, but also is coupled with wind advisories as well, especially in southern Oregon as you're coming up 395 through Lakeview. Over in Idaho, of course, winter storm warning covering most of the state there. This down through Boise, this along I-84, also Pocatello, Idaho Falls, winter weather advisory along Interstate 15. As you mentioned, Yellowstone, this is in the Cody, Wyoming area as well, so be careful. Route 14, Route 120 as well. Up in Montana, Big Timber, we've got high wind warnings there along I-90, and then also, Captain, tonight, high wind warning near Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. This stretches up not quite as far as Casper, but you're going to have some high winds as you go up I-25 there. And then, of course, be careful in Southern California. The winds will be returning, and we will have another Santa Ana wind event, they're telling us, as we move into the weekend.
Well, now, let's take a look at what's going on down yonder way. I'll start in the south first, because all across from I-75 and I-10, right there at that junction right around Lake City, all the way west almost, well, now to Houston, Texas. I told you it was expanding. You've got dense fog all the way across in your travels if you're traveling across I-10. Now, I-75 from Gainesville on up to just about Valdosta, you're going to have dense fog in that area as well. And then from Valdosta to a straight line across into Louisiana, and you've got fog all the way across there, which takes you north and south of I-10 by about 25, 30 miles in both directions. And New Orleans is socked in tonight. I-12 going across Louisiana is also socked in. And the fog also continues. Once you get south of Houston, if you're headed down to the border, you've got fog all along the Gulf Coast all the way down to Brownsville, Texas tonight. Now, there is some snow. There are some snow showers going on right now up in Virginia and the mountains of North Carolina. Also going up all the way into I-81, following pretty much the I-81 area up through there. And keep in mind that that weather is going to stay there with you. And we do have some really cold temperatures, if you will, up tonight in the northern part of Maine where they just had snow and whatnot. So there you go. And don't forget that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, it's all about the folks that go on over to the Pilot and the Flying J truck stop, because, again, that free cup of coffee you get in the middle of the night can really keep you going. And don't forget the fuel that they have there, too. You get your Driver's Club points for it, and become a member of the Driver's Club there. And, Kyle, why don't you tell us how we can hear your show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
And hopefully we won't be talking about 3 foot of snow up there in the Rockies.
No kidding.
All right. See you then.
Okay.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, on the telephone line with us is someone at a place where I had hoped to be yesterday, but it didn't work out that way. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, who is in Orlando. You're right there at the CPAC convention, right?
Correct.
Okay. What did you see yesterday? Everybody wants to know.
Well, I mean, I didn't do the grand opening thing last night, but it's at the Hyatt. There's an awful lot of people here from really all over the country. There was a little bit of confusion, a little bit of chaos, I should say, because there seemed to have been some kind of internet outage in the area. It wasn't just at the hotel, but it was in the area. And it was about, from what I could tell, about 4.5 hours it was down. So I never got registered. I just said, I'm bailing out. I came back to my room. So I wasn't going to sit out there and wait in line forever and ever and ever.
No, and there were some broadcasters that were supposed to be broadcasting, and they weren't able to do it because they couldn't get internet access.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It was a mess. It affected hotels around the area, too. It wasn't just the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm. So today, Governor Ron DeSantis starts things off at 9 a.m.
Yes, he does.
And from there, it's going to be a very busy event because they're going to have a panel. And on the panel, the conversation is going to be about why protecting elections, why judges and media refuse to look at the evidence, led by one Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama.
And he's had some personal encounters with that in his political career. But there's actually a couple of those panels, a couple of what they know as breakout sessions.
Yeah.
Having to do with the elections. It's pretty jam-packed all day long with the number of speakers.
Yeah, now as I've got things planned now, I'm going to try to, if everything works the way it's supposed to, cross your fingers, I'll be there Saturday because I just couldn't do what I couldn't do because I had something just blow up in my face, literally. But speaking at CPAC, we're going to have Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Rick Scott, Senator Josh Hawley, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, Governor Kristi Noem, just to mention a few. And hold on, Denise, and we'll be right back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are listening to us live and in living color. Don't forget, if you want to call in and chat, 877-969-8600.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.